Welcome to an original musical production for the Easter season, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves, a multi-part story of the light that could not be overcome, told through the eyes of the one who never looked away. Brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. Part 7.
What we witnessed in the Samaritan village of Sychar was life-changing.
You see, brothers, the harvest is not always where you expected. The hearts of these people, Samaritans, were ready long before you arrived. You thought this was a stop for rest, but the Father had prepared a field for sowing and reaping.
You say 4 months more until the harvest, but I tell you, open your eyes. Look at the fields before you, already white, already ripe. Fields ready for harvest, souls waiting to be gathered in. Fields ready for harvest, the work of the kingdom begins. I am sending labored for. Others have worked the soil before you, prophets and dreamers of old. Gathered in, one plants the seed, another waters, but God gives the growth in time. Fields ready for harvest, from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and beyond, to the ends of the earth. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Will you labor beside me? Will you bring the harvest in? I see a day when many will come from east and west, north and south, at the table of Abraham in the kingdom of my Father.
We returned to Cana, where the water had once turned to wine. But this time, it wasn't joy that greeted us. It was desperation.
Jesus, Rabbi, please, my son. He's dying in Capernaum. Help him, please come with me, before it's too late.
The boy may already be gone.
He seems so desperate, breaks my heart.
People of Cana, you have heard this man's plea. Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe.
I don't need signs. I don't seek show. I
just need my son to live. Please just say it so. You're more than a man. From you, and my son won't die. I'm just a father driven here from love, and I know you are what one sent from above. I don't need.
Your son will live.
He looked at Jesus long and hard, and somehow he believed. He turned and walked away without proof, just a word. It takes him a day to make it back to Capernaum.
Master, your son, he's well. The fever left him.
My son is well. My son is well. When did it happen?
Yesterday at the seventh hour.
I don't need signs. I don't need wonders. I just needed my son to be made whole. The seventh hour, your word broke through the dark. From miles away, you lit the spark. Not signs, but trust, not touch, but truth. Your voice alone restored his youth. You did not need to come with me, you just need. My son's alive, released from fever, now and forevermore, I'm a believer. I don't need signs, I don't need wonders, I need a savior, thank God for a savior.
So the man believed, and his whole household with him. Another sign in Cana, but deeper still, another soul learning what it means to trust.
How did you know?
The son can do nothing of his own accord, only what he sees the father doing.
The man was so desperate when he approached you here in Cana. I said as much to Peter.
The father's heart was already turning before he ever left his house. Sometimes faith begins as desperation, but it grows with trust.
I saw it in his eyes. The moment he believed.
And many more will believe, not because of what they see, but because of what they hear and what they know in their hearts.
Then, is that how the kingdom comes?
Yes, John, one heart at a time.
I don't need signs. I don't seek wonders or show. But if you come.
So we walked on. The signs were multiplying, but so were the questions. Who was he really, and what would it cost to follow?
To be continued.